Pamela Baskin Watson grew up in Kansas City, Kansas, in a musical family. Her mother was a choral director and her father a singer. She and her siblings pursued music, and for Pam, it was the piano. Bobby Watson grew up in Bonner Springs in Kansas City, Kansas, and started taking piano and clarinet in grade school, and the instrument he's known best for, saxophone, in high school. Pam and Bobby met in 1971 in a practice room at Kansas City, Kansas Community College.
I thought it was cute, you know, but I didn't know anything about him. I mean, he hadn't made a name for himself or anything. He was just another student at JUCO at that particular time.
I just remembered how wonderfully she played the piano, and she was really into jazz, and she actually turned me on to a lot of music in the beginning of our relationship that she had been listening to.
Their first date, recalls Pam, was going to a club to listen to guitarist Pat Metheny, who grew up in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Like Metheny, she and Bobby went on to attend the University of Miami. After graduation, they moved to New York City.
Our first collaboration was going to the clubs, sitting outside the clubs. We had a space outside of each club in New York, down the village and around the city, that we'd be sitting there together where we could hear the music if we didn't have the money to get in.
They were there to listen to the music if they could, but it also provided an introduction to musicians like drummer Billy Hart and trombonist Curtis Fuller.
Music and jazz is, you know, was very prevalent in my household, so getting an opportunity to hear some of these people that I've been reading on the back of record covers for so many years was a big thrill. I didn't exactly know what avenue my music was gonna go at that particular time, but he was that's the reason why he came, being able to check those people out and ultimately meet them, and then he started sitting in.
One of those bands Bobby started to sit in with, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. He performed with the group from 1977 to 1981, becoming musical director. Bobby introduced the band to a song Pam wrote, dedicated to vocalist Betty Carter, called Ms. BC. It became entrenched in the book of the band, and they often opened with the song. Art Blakey and others later recorded it, and so did Bobby. The couple has continued to collaborate through the years. Bobby's recorded more than 24 albums, and Pam sang on his first 2 solo recordings. He's also recorded some of her other songs, like The Love We Had Yesterday. Pam and Bobby have 2 adult children, a daughter, LaFia, and a son, Aaron. They're both based in New York. When they were growing up, Bobby was often on the road, performing with Horizon and other bands, and Pam was at home working as a freelance accompanist and teacher. Their schedules shaped how they create.
She's working upstairs. I can't be back to back, even though there's 2 keyboards upstairs.
Yeah, it's a really small room. Yeah.
So, I mean, either I'm downstairs, and it's different times of the day. She likes to work during the day.
In the mornings.
I like to work at night.
A move to Kansas City in 2000, as Bobby took on a professorship in jazz and director of jazz studies at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance, opened a new chapter for the couple. Bobby still travels, playing at international jazz festivals, and Pam is an accompanist and sings along with Nedra Dixon and Angela Hagenbach in Book of Gaia. That's a song Bobby wrote called Tudo Bem. It's arranged by Pam. Pam and Bobby have been together now for nearly 4 decades. In September, they'll celebrate their 37th wedding anniversary.
I always tell people that the very thing that I love him the most for is the very thing that has caused me the most discomfort through our relationship, because he knew what he wanted to do, and he did it. Just because you want to create a life with someone doesn't mean that you have to give up your dream.
Something I've been working on to this day is that when you do have the time together, be there. Put away the horn and put away the career. I mean, the reason that you are out there twirling and playing is so that you can have a life.
One of their favorite songs, and one they wrote together, is called Love Remains. Laura Spencer, KCOR News.